This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning it is ready for dialogue or standoff with the United States, warning it has given Washington enough time to change its approach to stalled nuclear talks. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Kim says he feels North Korea and the United States will carry out a dialogue soon and that it will go well. North Korea has given the U.S. an end-of-year deadline for the nuclear talks. It wants Washington to provide sanctions relief and security guarantees. The U.S. says it won't relax sanctions until Kim agrees to give up his entire nuclear weapons program. North Korea has conducted 8 missile launches since early May. Trump, who wants to continue the talks, says he has no problem with the launches, noting they cannot reach the United States. Critics say that approach virtually ensures Kim will continue launching short-range missiles, which can reach all of South Korea. North Korea is prohibited from any ballistic missile activity by United Nations Security Council resolutions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is warning that mutual trust is being damaged with South Korea's decision Thursday to scrap its military intelligence sharing agreement with Tokyo, opening a new divide in trilateral security cooperation among the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. South Korea's presidential Blue House said Thursday it is not in its national interest to continue the deal. In announcing its decision, South Korea cited Japan's recent decision to remove Seoul from its list of trusted trade partners. A UN fact-finding mission has concluded that Myanmar military intended to perpetrate genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims when it drove hundreds of thousands of them from the country in 2017. The report, released Thursday, also said the government has failed to meet its responsibility under the Genocide Convention to investigate and punish acts of genocide. This is